Working with queues in FrioToes. Have you tried using queues to pass data between your tasks in FrioToes? Want to learn more about it? See this article on using queues for your multitasking applications. Introduction. Using queues is an efficient way to transport data between tasks or threads in an RTOS environment. RTOS, unlike conventional bare metal programs, needs special care in handling data used by multiple threads or tasks. Imagine a task fetching a data entry while another tries modifying it. This situation would be a disaster. You can end up receiving garbled data, especially if you don't work on your dataset in one atomic operation. Here, we'll look up queues specifically for FrioToes. What is a queue in FrioToes? Queues are memory pools, in the form of a FIFO, that hold actual values. This FIFO, when accessed by tasks, empties a slot if a receive from queue occurs. Likewise, additional slots are populated if a send to queue takes place. This is all done in a first-in, first-out fashion. Send to queue. Receive from queue. All the necessary data handling operations are taken care of by the RTOS kernel. This means all queue APIs are thread-safe. The process includes accessing the queues from interrupt routines, although particular queue ISR APIs are used. How do you use a queue? Declare a queue handle type. First, declare a queue handle using the queue handle type queueHandle_T. The handles make it easier to reference your queues. Create your queue. After that, create your queue using the handle using the xQueueCreate function. Here, a queue with 6 slots is made, all with a slot size of an integer. The prototype for xQueueCreate is where uxQueueLength is the length of the queue. uxItemSize is the size of the item. It can hold different kinds of data types, including structures. If the type is too large, the pool can also hold pointers. Send or receive items on the queue. You can now send or receive items to or from the queue using your queue handle to reference the queue. Below is an example code to send data from the LAD_blink variable to my queue with a blocking delay of 10 ticks if the queue is already full. The prototype for xQueueSend is where xQueue is your queue handle. VTEM to queue are the source items to copy to your queue. XTicks to wait is a waiting period to block if the queue is already full. To receive items from the queue, use the xQueueReceive API. Here, xQueueReceive receives the first item from my queue and transfers it to the LAD_blink variable. This statement doesn't block and wait if no items are left on the queue. It simply continues to run the next commands. The prototype for xQueueReceive is where xQueue is the queue to receive from. PVBuffer is the receive buffer of the item from the queue. XTicks to wait is the blocking time if no more items can be fetched from the queue. Example, queue application 1. We can add a queue and modify the program of the previous blog about creating a simple multitasking application. Here, an LED strip runs its code on a task that blinks itself several times. The number of blinks is fetched from a QueueMyQ. If there are no more items from the queue, the task continues with the current blink value. A second task uses a push button to send blink values to the same queue incrementally. Additionally, a second push button resets the queue and fills it with a default value of 1. With this, every time a queue receive operation happens on the first blinking task, the number of blinks is displayed on the LED strip. The task function prototypes are first declared, as well as the myQueue handle. After which, in main, the queue is created using the myQueue handle. 2 tasks are also created, which are tied to the LED_strip_task1 and send_to_strip functions. Once the tasks are created, these tasks will run. In LED_strip_task1, the xQueueReceive operation receives the number of blinks required before proceeding to the for loop to blink the LEDs. In send_to_strip, the incremented LED_blink variable is copied to the queue through xQueueSend when push button 1 is pushed. The queue is reset and sent a value of 1 when button 2 is pressed. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Working with Queues and Frierto's. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.